The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good afternoon or evening, wherever this broadcast finds you. Welcome to the National Intel Report. I am your guest host, Chris Hinckley, regular host of Road Warrior Radio here on Republic Broadcasting Network. And this is the National Intel Report, so we'll be going over some stories in the mainstream media and doing a kind of intel assessment, a State of the Union, if you will. But first, I want to start with the bombshell that you can find on the Republic Broadcasting website, republicbroadcasting.org, obviously. The video by Mike Adams, the health ranger, published yesterday, titled Forensic Acoustic Proof of Second Shooter in the Las Vegas Massacre. And it's very interesting to me, very curious, that this video has now comments are working right. Earlier today, comments were not working right. I wonder if his account got flagged or something for questionable content, but it's interesting. His video titled Forensic Acoustic Proof of Second Shooter in the Las Vegas Massacre was published yesterday. It's already been viewed more than 204,000 times. I think it's less than 24 hours at this point, actually. And the description says, in essence, because of the differences in speed, basically to summarize, Mike Adams proved that there are two shooters using math. Basic 10th grade math, as he points out, and it really is. It's pretty simple. So in essence, the description reads, because of the differences in speed of sound versus the speed of the bullets from a known cartridge, .223 Remington in this case, the time lag between the last bullet hitting the pavement and the last audible report of the rifle muzzle can be used to very accurately calculate the range of the shooter. So if you understand, well, continuing, more, well, let me just add, if you understand what he's saying, because the bullet travels faster than the speed of sound, you can take the difference between the when you hear the sound of the audio from the videos that have been posted all over the web, of course, from folks recording on their cell phones, when you hear the round strike the pavement near people recording with their cell phones, and then you subtract that from the, well, you don't even really have to subtract. You take the difference between that and when the report from the rifle is heard, and that time difference can be used when you have the ballistics on the cartridge, again, .223 Remington in this case, to calculate the distance. It's simple math. It's distance equals rate times time. So you just solve for distance. And so it's basic math, and Mike goes through it. More importantly, as the description points out. When the audio from the Las Vegas shooting is analyzed, it reveals two shooters operating at the same time, not just one shooter. Shooter one, he proves, is operating at 425 to 475 yards, which is consistent with the Mandalay Bay Hotel. But shooter two is operating at approximately 250 to 270 yards, and he triangulates certain positions, actually draws a circumference around the center of the event area. And what's really interesting to me that he doesn't mention is that there are about four locations on that circumference that correspond to various reports of multiple shooters, which is provocative. One of those is the apartments down in the southeast corner there. He actually draws a map, and it's, we're going to play this, but I encourage you to go watch it. Even if you listen, or if you don't have listen, you don't have time to listen, especially go watch. But it's easier to follow along with the visual aids that he provides. It makes much more sense. I think it's much easier to understand. So we'll play it, but I want you to, if you have time, go check it out and see what you think. But there are, as I said, on that circumference, there are a few locations. The Oasis Apartments, for example, down in the southeast corner, would seem to correspond with, and the empty lot possibly, seem to correspond with a Gate 7 report of multiple shooters on the opposite side of Mandalay Bay. And there were folks like Jennifer Byrne, for example, who had a very interesting, you know, several folks, as I'm sure you know, talked about the fact that there were, it seemed like there were multiple shooters. Jennifer Byrne, who appeared on Hannity last Tuesday, I think, among others, made a very specific statement. She said, the farther I ran, the gunfire got louder. And it felt like it was getting closer, like they were right behind you, which led us to believe there were multiple shooters. It sounded like they were super close behind us. So as they were running away from Mandalay Bay, it felt to her and the people she was with that the shots were getting closer. Now, how could that be? Why would it sound like the shots were getting closer and someone was right behind them if they were running away several hundred yards away from the shooter? The answer should be rhetorical and obvious. So, again, a couple of the locations, mainly on the east side, the north, east, and, well, the north, northeast, and southeast sides of the crime scene, if you will, contain locations that would hide other shooters. And again, those locations seem to correspond to eyewitness accounts of multiple shooters, which is very provocative. So without further ado, I want to give you this. Again, it's the YouTube video on the Health Ranger account by Mike Adams titled Forensic Acoustic Proof of Second Shooter in the Las Vegas Massacre. Go ahead.
All right, welcome to Forensic Acoustic Analysis of the Las Vegas Shooting. My name's Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I am, of course, the lab science director of CWC Labs, as well as an avid long-range target shooter. And so I have kind of a unique position to bring you this analysis. Now, for those of you who are watching from law enforcement or the FBI, I'm going to give you the location of the second shooter. And if you're like, whoa, what second shooter? Just hold on. I'll walk you through it, okay? It's very simple. So this is forensic acoustic analysis. This is all based on downloaded video files from YouTube, extracting acoustic information and then analyzing that to pull out signal from the noise. And this is what I do in my laboratory, CWC Labs, all the time. We use mass spec instrumentation. We're doing, you know, isotopic spread ratio analysis. We're doing organic chemistry. We're doing ICP-MS, all kinds of analysis to pull signals out of noise. So this is the kind of thing I do every day. It just so happens now, it's a shooting situation. Maybe I can help out law enforcement here. I've been critical of the FBI and their lack of transparency about their investigation, but When they said they wanted help from the public, I decided to go ahead and shoot this video to, you know, help them out. Maybe they haven't done this analysis yet. So here we go. Let's jump right into it. First of all, let's cover some basic math here. The speed of sound at 20% humidity in Las Vegas temperatures is about 345 meters per second. I'm going to use the metric system here for a lot of this, for, you know, all the obvious reasons. The speed of a 55 grain 223 Remington round leaving the barrel rifle is approximately 975 meters per second initial velocity. Now, of course, those of us who are long-range shooters, we know that velocity drops off very, very quickly, according to a chart kind of like this. Velocity versus distance. So the farther the bullet flies, it loses velocity according to its ballistics coefficient, or BC, values. Now, this is important to note. This is going to make a lot of sense. Just hang in there. Bullets arrive first on the scene. If you're standing at ground zero, the bullets arrive and hit the ground before the sound arrives of the bullets being fired from the rifles. Why is that important to understand? Because in our analysis of the audio files, and this is like an audio waveform right here, in our analysis we have to understand that the bullets are hitting first and then the rifle report is happening after that. This is crucial to understand. The bullets, remember, traveling at 975 meters per second. The speed of sound is only 345 meters per second. So the bullets are traveling about three times the speed of sound when they leave the rifle barrel. And at these distances that we're talking about, which is typically, you know, less than 600 yards, I'll use a non-metric unit for that, the bullets remain supersonic. So they don't pass the transonic barrier and become subsonic velocity. So they never get slower than the speed of sound. Now, flight time is very, very important to understand here. Bullet flight time is how long the bullet takes to arrive at a certain distance. Now, because of the velocity of the bullet is dropping, according to a quadratic equation, the flight time is not a linear function, so you have to have a ballistics chart. I got mine from gundata.org. So the flight time to 400 yards, or roughly 366 meters, is 0.528 seconds for a 223 55 grain round. Fired from a 16.5-inch barrel. Now, that's about half a second, right? 0.528 seconds. We can agree that's about half a second. Now, let me ask you this question. A little homework for you. How long does it take the sound of the rifle shooting to travel that same distance, 366 meters? How long does that take? Well, you know here that the speed of sound is 345 meters per second. So you can instantly tell it's going to take more than 1 second for the sound of the rifle to arrive at the scene where the bullet actually struck the ground. In other words, the bullet strikes in half a second, but the sound arrives another half second later or thereabouts. So there's a gap. There's a difference between the time that the bullet strikes the ground versus the time that the report sound from the rifle reaches that same location. Again, see in blue here, bullets arrive first. This is crucial to our investigation. This is the forensic acoustic analysis that will give us the range of the shooter, as I'll explain. So keep following along here, please. Now, I want you to notice these peaks here. See these five peaks? These are the sound waveforms that represent the sounds of bullets striking the pavement. And these are high-frequency sounds. If you listen to all the audio recordings, you'll see that these sound high-frequency. They have a lot of high-frequency sound waves in them. These, on the other hand, these are the sound waves of the reports from the rifle in the distance arriving after the bullets have arrived. These reports have a lower frequency sound. That's what these notes are about. High frequency sound spectra associated with the pavement hits, low frequency sound spectra associated with the rifle reports from the distance. In other words, the gunshot sounds from the distance. Now, why is there a difference in the frequency of the sound spectra between these two types of sounds? The answer has to do with the transmission of sound frequencies through the medium of air. And as this chart shows, frequency versus sound transmission is an inverse relationship. So the lower your frequency, in other words, low, dull sounds, have very high transmission over long distances because obviously they involve longer wavelengths. On the other hand, high frequency sounds, such as high-pitched sounds or multiple harmonics of sounds, have very low transmission through air. Why is that? Because they involve very small wavelengths. Small wavelengths suffer what's called attenuation during transmission, which means they get silenced or, you know, sort of muzzled or buffered or killed off or whatever you want to say, they get reduced as it travels through the air. And this is why if you hear gunshots in the distance, they are always low thumping sounds. They're not high frequency sounds. In fact, soldiers throughout the Vietnam War and World War I and II and even modern warfare, they know that you can kind of gauge the distance of gunfire based on the frequency spectra that you're receiving in your ear. You can take a guess at how far that is away. It's not an accurate guess, and we're not relying on that, but I'm just pointing that out to you so you understand the physics. Now, I want you to listen to, I'm going to show you and play you some sounds here. So here's a combination of gunfire hitting the pavement. This is from the Las Vegas shooting. Here's the gunfire hitting the pavement, followed by the rifle reports from the distance. Here's what that sounds like. Now I'm going to play for you just the sound of rifle rounds hitting the pavement. I want you to notice the high frequency sounds in that sound. Here's what that sounds like. Now I want you to hear what it sounds like, the distant rifle reports arriving to your ear or to your recording device from a long ways away. Here's what that sounds like. Notice that it's a more low frequency sound. Now I'm going to play for you a sequence that is indicated by this, where you have a rifle round striking the pavement followed by the low frequency sound effects afterwards. So give this a listen, and then I'll point out something to you about the timing. So did you hear that? Did you hear the rifle rounds hitting the pavement followed by the rifle reports from a distant location? That's very important to recognize, because what you can do is you can get the time code of those events. So you see this blue dot here? This is the time code of the last round of the rifle hitting the pavement. And then this is the time code of the last burst of the rifle report from the distance. You know, the low frequency sound. So again, rifle hitting the pavement here, this time code, rifle report from the distance, this other time code. Notice that the rifle report time code comes after the rifle hitting the pavement, the bullets hitting the pavement time code. What you do is you subtract this time code from that time code and you get a gap. I'm calling it the lag time. This lag time might be expressed in a fraction of a second. It might be 0.3, 0.4, 0.5, what have you. What's important to understand is that this lag time, because of the laws of physics and the speed of sound and the ballistics coefficient velocity of the bullet itself, this lag time tells you the distance of the shooter from your present location. I'm going to say that again because it's crucial to understanding all of this. The lag time tells you the range of your shooter. If you know the lag time and you know the bullets, the rounds that they're shooting, then you can actually calculate the distance of your shooter. And I put together a little spreadsheet here. This was done just using Excel. I just copied it over here. Distance in yards, 100, 200, 300 yards. This is the lag time that you would hear if you look at the acoustic analysis of the audio file. And as you can see, if you hear a lag time of 0.597, that tells you your shooter is 600 yards away. If you have a lag time of 0.311, your shooter is 200 yards away. Now, this table is only valid, of course, for .223 Remington. It's very specific to the cartridge. So you can't apply this table to everything. But if any of you out there in law enforcement, if you want this spreadsheet, I'll be happy to send you this Excel spreadsheet, and you can modify it for other cartridges if you want. It's a very simple calculation. So again, the lag time tells you the range. Now, why is that important? Here's why it's important. Because the forensic acoustic analysis of the audio file shows that there are two shooters, not just one. Two shooters. Shooter number one has a lag time in the audio file of about 0.559 seconds, which, of course, is consistent. Well, look at the chart. 0.559 seconds. Where does that show up on the chart? 0.559 is between 400 and 500 yards. See?
So there's the bombshell right there. Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, breaking the bombshell that forensic acoustic proof, the evidence shows that there was a second shooter in Las Vegas last weekend. Stick around, we'll be right back after this break.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the first hour of the National Intel Report. Again, I am your guest host, Chris Hinckley, this Tuesday, October 10th, 2017, sitting in for John Stadmiller. And we're talking about Las Vegas. Obviously, it's kind of a big deal. It's been referred to by some as the 9/11 of this generation. I think maybe we could even throw in JFK, and I don't mean to be sensational at all. I really don't. But I think this is a big deal. And we were playing the video by Mike Adams, the health ranger, titled Forensic Acoustic Proof of Second Shooter in the Las Vegas Massacre. That's the YouTube video on the health ranger YouTube channel. And again, it's received over 200,000 views. I hope it gets more. I can't wait to see Mike Adams on the press junket, you know, CNN, ABC, NBC, etc. But, of course, I won't hold my breath on that. So Mike proved that there's a second shooter, as you heard in that last segment there. And before we continue, because I want you to hear the rest, and again, even if you're hearing this now, I encourage you to go watch the video, especially before it gets pulled down. I hope it doesn't. I can't imagine why it would. And you heard him. He's very serious. He's offering to volunteer his time and his expertise to law enforcement, including the FBI. But, of course, we would imagine that they would have infinite resources to be able to pursue this further. I'm very skeptical, quite frankly. If you listen to my broadcast, Road Warrior Radio, in the mornings on Republic Broadcasting, you know that I'm very skeptical, and I have good reason to be, as you probably are as well, but I have hard evidence that tells me I should be skeptical. Trevor Aronson has done the vast majority of the research that most of the subsequent reports were based on. His YouTube, or excuse me, his TED Talk, his March 2015 TED Talk, really says it all in the title, how this FBI strategy is actually creating U.S.-based terrorists. He opens the talk by saying the FBI is responsible for creating more terrorist plots than all of the terrorist organizations we hear about combined. I'm paraphrasing his remarks, but just to not to paraphrase, literally he says the FBI is responsible for more terrorism plots in the United States than any other organization, more than Al-Qaeda, more than Al-Shabaab, more than the Islamic State, more than all of them combined. It's a point that he has proven based on years' worth of research pouring over the FBI case files, the DOJ case files, and the prosecutions and so forth. It's a fact. There are a number of other studies that have been done subsequently, the Project Salaam study, the lawfare of the preemptive prosecution. I forget exactly what the title of it is. Inventing Terrorists, the Lawfare of Preemptive Prosecution is what it's titled. The Human Rights Watch study, a number of others. You can find the articles, the New York Times article, Terrorist Plots Helped Along by the FBI. I think the title on the page is actually Hatched by the FBI. But that's not all. There have been numerous articles, especially in recent years, and particularly subsequent to Trevor Aronson's research, that prove this, that substantiate this. And so if you understand that, your skepticism is well-founded, as mine is, and I find it very disconcerting that the FBI is leading an investigation that I find it might be culpable in. So whatever actually happened, it seems clear that the public is being largely shined on, as I would say, and it would appear the Fox is leading the investigation into yet another of its henhouse crimes. And so that's unfortunate, and I hope that Mike Adams' research leads to further investigation by authorities. We'll see. But there are some questions. People will ask, how do you know one shooter wasn't shooting both weapons in the audio? Or what about the possibility of audio simulation? In other words, what if the whole thing was faked using concert audio equipment? Those questions have been asked. We'll address those too, but we'll go back to Mike Adams here in a minute when we come back. Stick around, more right after this break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER, stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Wasn't that the idea when we started out in school? That's what this is. The Constitution was about. Wasn't that the idea when we started out at school? That's what they said. The Constitution was about. Wasn't that the
Welcome back. Bottom of the first hour of today's National Intel Report, this Tuesday, October 10th, 2017. Again, kind of talking about the bombshell that Mike Adams broke, the Health Ranger, the video on YouTube titled Forensic Acoustic Proof of Second Shooter in the Las Vegas Massacre. I want to go back to the questions that people ask, the FAQs, as I would put it. But first, here's the conclusion of Mike Adams' video proving two shooters.
Here it is. It's about 450 or 425 yards, what have you. What is that? Oh, that's the distance of Mandalay Bay, isn't it? So we know we have one shooter at a distance of 425 to 450, maybe 475 yards at the high end. That's consistent with a shooter at Mandalay Bay. Now, of course, we can't tell the height, you know, what floor they're on, from the acoustic analysis, but we can tell the range because of what I just showed you on the other side of this board. So we know, we have confirmation through this acoustic forensic analysis method that there is a shooter at 425 to 450 yards. But we also have another shooter that shows up in this acoustic analysis. This is the bombshell breaking news. Shooter number two appears throughout the audio files, and shooter number two has a lag time of 0.374 seconds. 0.374 is on this chart, go back here, 0.374 is between here and here, so it's between 200 and 300 yards. So we have a second shooter at between 200 and 300 yards. That second shooter happens to be around 250 yards away from where these recordings are being recorded. Now, what's interesting is that this is intermixed in with shooter number one. So you hear some, if you look at the audio file and you do a very detailed forensic analysis, as I have done, shooter number one, their rounds are there, but shooter number two, their rounds are also there mixed in. Now, you can't hear the difference just with your human ear. Why? Because the time differences are so slight. We're talking about 0.559 seconds versus 0.374 seconds. What is that difference? Like 0.18 something. That is not, like, you can't hear 0.18 seconds difference just with the human ear. You have to take the waveforms and you have to plot them in software and you have to take the time signatures, the time codes, and do the math. And only then can you really tell the distance of the shooter. But that's what I did. And that's why this is called a forensic acoustic analysis, because this is the method. This is how you determine it. And this is based on the laws of physics, the speed of sound in air, and the ballistics of the actual cartridge that was fired. So we know that shooter number one in the Mandalay Bay, he doesn't have magical wizard powers. He can't make his bullets arrive more quickly to make them emulate 0.374 seconds, right? Would you agree with that, that Stephen Paddock, a 64-year-old retired accountant, isn't Gandalf? Like, he doesn't have magical powers, right? I hope you agree with me on that. So that means these rounds have to have been fired by someone else, because the rounds from Stephen Paddock arrive 0.559 seconds later. I mean, I'm sorry, the report arrives 0.559 seconds after the rounds arrive, whereas this other shooter, the report arrives 0.374 seconds later. Now, what does this tell you about where the second shooter is located? Take a look at this map. This is a top-down map. This is Mandalay Bay. This is the concert venue, and that's the epicenter right there, kind of ground zero. And this is the Luxor Hotel. This is the Roman Catholic Shrine, and so on. Now, this blue, I'm going to use these blue dots here, this margin, this dotted line sort of circumference here, this is a radius of 250 yards roughly away from ground zero. What it means is our second shooter has to be located in these blue dots in order for the laws of physics to hold true. Make sense? Now, if I were leading this investigation, I would look at what buildings and possible shooting locations intersect with this blue area that's 250 to 260, maybe 270 yards away. And if you do that, you come up with three very interesting answers. Number one, the rooftop of the AM/PM convenience store on the north side of the venue. A shooter could be on that rooftop and could fire due south into the crowd from an elevated position. That's what this screenshot shows you from Google Maps. Second location, Oasis Apartments, the northwest corner building of Oasis Apartments, located on the southeast side of the venue, could fire to the northwest also from an elevated position and hit the crowd. And that's what this 3D view screenshot shows you. Third location, elevated dirt mound in the construction site located south of the concert venue with a very clear unobstructed view to the north from an elevated position. Now, I don't know if there's actually a big dirt mound still there. That's what Google Maps showed me. Maybe it's different now. Maybe there's been more construction there. But at least from what I saw on Google Maps, there was quite an elevated dirt mound there that could make an excellent shooting position from the prone position. So first question I have for the FBI is, have you gone around to these buildings and have you looked for brass and have you looked for evidence that shots were fired from those positions? And if not, why not? I mean, I'm just a civilian. I'm just a guy, a scientist, I put this together in about 3 hours using no taxpayer money on a Sunday afternoon, just because I found it an intriguing little problem to solve. Why isn't the FBI using this to go look for the second shooter? Now, even better, the FBI can actually pinpoint the location of the second shooter using the following method. FBI can triangulate, and here's how they can do that. All they got to do is go out and find the location of every video that was shot, that was recorded, find those locations, map them on here, and then use the acoustic analysis, get the lag times, compare that to this chart to get the distances of the shooter, draw circles at that radius on the map here, draw multiple circles around each video that was taken, and then where those circles intersect, wherever they intersect, like this, that's where your shooter is. And there'll be multiple intersections, but you can investigate those, or you might get patterns of overlaid intersections if you map, 10 videos or 10 recordings. So the FBI can use this method and this method and this chart to identify almost exactly the location of the second shooter. And I've just basically spelled it out. This is how you do it. This is forensic acoustic analysis. And of course, by the way, I've never had any formal training in forensic acoustic analysis, but it's just math and physics. It's not rocket science here, folks. This is just like, it's like 10th grade, geometry. In any case, the FBI insists, no, there's only one shooter. There's a shooter only from this position at the Mandalay Bay. And he did all the shooting, and he's the only guy. Don't ask any more questions. Don't worry, there's not a second shooter. That's the official story. YouTube is censoring videos that claim there might be a second shooter. Facebook is censoring. Google's probably going to start censoring. The media is mocking anybody who says there's a second shooter. Well, that's because everyday mainstream media people are mathematically illiterate and firearms illiterate, and they don't understand any of this stuff. So they've never seen this analysis, so you can't trust their views on anything because they have no clue what they're talking about. Most of them have never even shot a gun before. They don't even know that rifles expend brass. Literally, they don't ask questions like, "Hey, where's all the missing brass in the hotel room?" That thought never occurs to them because they don't even know that rifles eject brass. That's how illiterate they are in the media. Nevertheless, for the FBI to be correct, Stephen Paddock would have to be a magical man. And that's why I've listed this. The FBI, the magic gunman theory. Can you see that? Is that even on the screen? The magic gunman theory promoted by the FBI supposes that Stephen Paddock fires rounds from the 32nd floor of the Mandalay Bay and then teleports himself, i.e., he's a mutant in the X-Men, to another location 250 yards away, fires rifle rounds from that location, and then he teleports back to the 32nd floor of the Mandalay Bay Hotel, shoots himself in the head to be discovered by police. This is the FBI's theory. You would talk about a lunatic conspiracy theory. That's the FBI's official story. It's nonsense, of course. In reality, because we don't believe in teleportation, right? You don't think there are actually X-Men out there who can teleport, do you? Or Stephen Paddock, maybe he's got magic. Maybe he's Gandalf the Wizard and he can change the laws of physics and speed up his rifle report to catch up with the bullets that he fired. You think he can do that? Because for this number to be true, he would have to increase the speed of sound or slow his bullets using, matrix powers or whatever. That's nonsense. In truth, in reality, what is really going on is that there are two different shooters at two different locations. Shooter number one is here at Mandalay Bay, which is why there's a 0.559 second gap, lag, between the bullets hitting the pavement and the sound of his rifle. And there's a second shooter somewhere around here in one of these buildings, probably in Oasis Apartments or on the dirt mound or on the roof of the AMPM. Or there's even an elevated billboard right here. Maybe he was up on the billboard stand shooting from there. Who knows? Maybe he was in the Roman Catholic shrine. Maybe he was in this empty parking lot over here. But he was within 250 to 275 yards. That shooter was shooting as well. And that shooter has now been erased from reality by the FBI and the mainstream media that wants you to believe the magic gunman theory, the magic lone gunman theory. So I offer this to the FBI in a sense of goodwill. You know, I'm a patriot. I don't want to see my fellow Americans gunned down. I want to catch this bad guy and the others who aided him just as much as you do. I mean, people in the crowd were reporting multiple shooters. The police radios were reporting multiple shooters. There are eyewitnesses. There's a woman that called the Michael Savage show and said, hey, there was somebody on the ground that was moving toward us. And you can hear that on michaelsavage.com. There's so many eyewitnesses who were reporting a second shooter that it would be insane to dismiss them all. I mean, I've heard explanations. Oh, there's echoes. Well, guess what? This acoustic analysis eliminates just echoes. This is a timing issue. If you believe in the speed of sound and the laws of physics, you have to understand there's a second shooter within 250 to 275 yards away. So this is solid forensic acoustic evidence. And since, I mean, a lot of law enforcement organizations aren't familiar with how to do this, I'm willing to volunteer my time to help them understand this. I'll help the sheriff's office or the Las Vegas PD, or I'll even help the FBI in this case. I'll walk you through this. I'll teach you how to do this. I'll show you the waveforms in the software. I'll show you how to do this analysis if you're really seriously interested. But, you know, don't waste my time. If you're sitting there talking about, oh, there's just one lone gunman.
Mike Adams proving a second shooter. Now, I want to go to the phones in a second, but first, let's just address some FAQs, some questions people might have. Echoes. People have talked about echoes. Maybe it was an echo, you know, because everybody wants to, you listen to the audio and the video clips, and everybody, the mind can hear the distinction between different rifle cadences and even distances in some of the videos. Some people say, what about echoes? Well, you heard Mike address that around the 22-minute mark. Next question, how do you know one shooter wasn't shooting both weapons in the audio? Maybe it is two different rifle cadences. How do you know one shooter wasn't shooting both? Well, for the obvious reason that unless the shooter is Rambo, he wouldn't be double-fisting rifles. In other words, shooting two rifles simultaneously to any significant distance with any degree of accuracy is highly improbable. So much so, we'll call it impossible in this case. And next question, what about the possibility of audio simulation? Folks have talked about that. In other words, what if the audio was faked or simulated using the concert audio equipment? Because that's come up when these incidents happen at concerts lately. And if you listen to Ole Damegaard's talk, you'll understand a little bit why perhaps the concerts are being targeted. But to that regard, Mike essentially addresses that indirectly, but first of all, what sense would it make to simulate audio and go to the trouble of including a different rifle cadence simultaneously? If you wanted to simulate a single shooter, wouldn't you only include a single rifle cadence, or at the very least, one rifle cadence at a time, rather than simultaneous overlapping cadences that we hear? And second, using the same techniques, and this is what Mike alluded to, using the same techniques that he mentioned, one could easily in similar fashion triangulate the location of the audio, which in this case would either be a speaker or a shooter, and it seems to be the shooter in this case based on what he's pointing out. So in other words, one could compare audio clips recorded from different locations, as he said, basically geolocation, with the cell phone device that recorded the video around different locations in the concert area to determine the exact location of the sounds. If that was done, then it would either prove that the sound came from the speakers, which I don't believe it did because of the math that Mike did. It would be different based on different audio clips, if that makes sense, from around the concert area. So that's an indirect reference to what Mike said at the 17-minute mark of the video. And as he said, it really is 10th grade geometry. And if you have the ballistics coefficient of the round and the timestamps from the waveforms, the equation is simply D equals RT. It's distance equals rate times time. You're solving for distance. It's that simple. But as Mike said, you know, since people don't understand this necessarily, even though it's not that complicated, it's Clark's third law. Any sufficiently advanced technology is indistinguishable from magic sometimes. And so that's the unfortunate reality we face in this dumbed down idiocracy. You know, maybe Terry Crews can help us out. Anyway, let's go to the phones real quick and grab Chris in Las Vegas. Chris, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Good afternoon, Chris, and thank you for taking the call.
You bet.
I am one that's been on this since it first happened. In fact, I was down there the day that this event occurred, but I was there in the afternoon with the Welcome to Las Vegas sign for another get-together event with like-minded individuals who love freedom and liberty in America. I observed a video or videography team of international flavor. It is, you know, going towards the Mandalay Bay and, of course, the Welcome to Las Vegas sign, which were coincidentally in the background. Not that that was any big thing, but then later on, whenever I woke up the next morning early and started checking and seeing what was going on, I immediately started listening to audios myself, and I called in JR's show and a couple other shows around the nation, and I made the observation that I had explicitly detected that there were more than one type of weapon being fired simultaneously, including what I deduced to be a belt-fed automatic, larger caliber weapon, and perhaps a semi-automatic and a full automatic, a smaller long rifle. These were clear to me because I am a former multi-jurisdictional law enforcement professional from several different jurisdictions, four to be exact, not counting some quasi-military experience, but also incorporated firearms training there of professional nature. And I've been around multiple different shooting ranges and heard multiple different firearms firing simultaneously. And it is possible for the natural human ear to discern different calibers, the sound of the explosions of the rounds. I couldn't hear the projectile striking like Mike did with his diagnosis, and I'm certainly supporting his diagnosis and prognosis that we irrefutably cannot deny that there were more than one type of firearm device deployed in this attack. Also, listening to the Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department's own dispatch audio recordings.
Exactly.
There were up to five different hotel locations where there were simultaneously attack events that were documented and reported to the Metropolitan Police by professional security police, many of them former military, inside those hotels, working to protect those people there. Some dressed in security uniforms that were being chased by other security guards to the thing. Mm-hmm. And wearing police or security uniforms is a frequent disguise that are
absolutely
by terrorists.
Wolf in sheep's clothing.
Absolutely.
Or
the
wolf
other aspect,
in sheepdog's clothing in this case.
Sure. And I observed Joseph Lombardo, the sheriff here in Las Vegas, who this individual was previously trained at Quantico, Virginia, by the FBI as a crisis event management production specialist.
Yep.
He was also certified to be a FEMA fuse ion specialist. And so he has some deep state affiliation that compromises his ability to be truthful with the public.
And he's even spoken to that recently, talking about those trainings from 10 years ago that kind of make you scratch your head about what happened.
Absolutely.
It's kind of like it's like the suspect trying to explain away evidence when the cops show up before they start asking questions. He's over-explaining, and they're going, that's weird. Why are you saying all that?
Well, even the last day or so on a couple of his online videos with his public announcements of what's going on, the next one's going to be Friday, He's showing some chinks in his armor. He seems to be suffering. He's obviously reading from scripts, and he seems to be very frustrated and anxiety-ridden about having to repeat the same mimetics or mimetics where they suck out your brain and replace them with the false narratives they're having to lie to the public about. And it takes a toll on the psyche of the individual who's supposed to be an honorable, upright, moral, and honest individual in a trust position of fiduciary responsibility like the sheriff is supposed to be operating under.
Yep.
I've worked in these positions, and I would never consider lying to the public about things. Yes, we might be told we can't talk about something because it's under wraps while it's under investigation. But this one here, they've had to be backpedaling all the time, and their narrative continually changes to comport with the amount of truth that's being exposed by the public who and the true investigators who are actually not conflicted, who are looking for the actual truth in this matter that refutes the preposterous, absurd, false narrative they keep pumping down the public. Perhaps the behest of the FBI.
And one of the best instances of that exposure recently is the CNN article, and there are others, but CNN ran the article, "Police Don't Know Why Las Vegas Gunman Fired or Why He Stopped." That's actually a different headline. They changed it from "Police, Las Vegas Gunman Shot Security Guard 6 Minutes Before Massacre." So earlier today, the headline was "Police: Las Vegas Gunman Shot Security Guard 6 Minutes Before Massacre." That wouldn't fly. They had host, CNN host, Aaron Burnett,
the
anchor, Aaron Burnett, did a video. It was 1:37 long. I think it's still on the page. But she says, what the heck? Because last week we were told that Jesus Campos, the security guard, basically responded to shots fired. And that was what drew him to the room. And now we're being told that he was shot first before the shooter started shooting into the crowd. And so you scratch your head and go, well, wait a second. That's a complete reversal of narrative. Even Aaron Burnett, CNN's Aaron Burnett, was skeptical of that.
Let
so
me
you're
clarify
absolutely
that
right.
for you, if you don't mind, Chris. Let me
Pardon?
Clarify it for you.
Sure.
Reports here are that Campos was dispatched to an open door at one of the rooms on the same floor. I think it's the 34th
right.
floor.
32nd.
And he had gone up there, and whoever the individuals, multiple individuals in the room were, and whether or not Paddock was dead before or after the fact, we don't know. But we do know that they had a serving cart that had electronic cameras out in the hallway so they could observe the comings and goings.
Right, and one
when
of the people,
when Campos went by there, they observed him. He was shot through the door. Now, J.R. Moore this morning proclaimed that Paddock shot him through the door. I don't know how he could have known who shot him through the door. If the door was closed, he would only know that bullets came through the door. He may have presumed that it was Paddock, but I don't think there was any basis for that. In fact, I think it's rather preposterous to assume it was Paddock when we don't know if he was dead or alive at the point the shooting through the door took place. And that was about 6 minutes before the barrage, 5 to 6 minutes before the barrage took place, when they started shooting over the head.
Yeah.
Into the fuel tanks. Now, I
hey,
was
Chris,
by that
one. Chris, we're coming to the end of the first hour here. I would encourage you to call into my broadcast tomorrow morning, and we'll reprise the discussion, Road Warrior Radio. I wish we had more time, but we don't, unfortunately. Folks, that'll do it for the first hour. Jeffrey Bennett coming up, second hour of today's National Intel Report right after this short break. Stick around.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in two NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.